This is where our story begins, and this is where we determine, have you been forsaken to the will of the dice?
Greetings, gamers. Editing Lock here. I just want to take a moment and tell you how sorry we are about this. The episode had some technical issues. The audio was unretrievable, both during the stream itself. The audience couldn't hear us, and then the recordings didn't take either. We've done what we can to salvage what we could, and you're going to get to hear that. You're going to get to hear what we could salvage of the episode. Unfortunately, it's not that much. But to make up for that, I am going to give you a recap of everything you missed during the episode up to the point where the audio actually kicks in. And I'm going to promise you that we're going to do our best to avoid this happening in the future going forward. There will be more episodes upcoming. They are in the pipe and ready to come out. I've checked the audio on them and they are good. So bear with us a little bit. Please forgive our foibles with technology not doing what it's supposed to some of the time. And, you know, we got to roll with the punches, and we're going to bring you the best story we can in the best way we can, given the constraints of technology. So here we go. Here is the recap of what you might have missed so far. After fighting a simulacrum of Antivar, and Antivar being a blue tiefling who is bent on unmaking the world, or so it seems, they got a key, and the heroes, our intrepid adventurers, the Nightmare Warden Ranger Calibrin, the Emperor's Nightingale Bard Grace, the Sister of the Twisted Spear Paladin Ragna, all give chase pursuing the real Antivar through the Shadowed Gate. And there, at the Shadowed Gate, they are joined by Elendar. Elendar is an elven cleric on a divine mission from his goddess, Eldarin. They shortly arrive in a town called Hell, which seems to be some sort of limbo for, let's say, less than scrupulous souls. It is lit by a crystal sun that hangs in the sky and seems to arbitrarily determine what is night and what is day and how long those things should last. It's fairly random seeming, and there's no way to tell how long a day will last. The party are warned about traveling in the dark. And they are warned that the landscape in this place, which they learn is called the Night Vale, that is the plane of existence they travel through, is sort of purgatory-ish void behind the Shadowed Gate, that the landscape shifts. It just changes. Like, you could be walking west, and then suddenly you are the same distance from start, but in the east. It's, at least that's how it seems to work. We're not certain on the specifics, but that seemed to be what we figure out. Anyway, so they make some inquiries around town and discover that Antivar did indeed pass through this town, but are warned once again of the dangers of leaving town and the dangers of being out in the dark, away from the sun crystal. Then they decide to bed down for the night. They rent rooms at the local saloon / inn, and they head upstairs and set watches and go about sleeping. Only to discover that they never made it into the rooms. They only made it to the entrance to their rooms, where they were set upon by a group of witches who locked them each into separate nightmares. It's only through the power of Elendar's goddess that they are able to break free, and our party kills those evil witches, who they discover, it seems, were working for Antivar. And that is where we're going to pick it up with the actual audio from the episode. That is with the characters in their rooms having just slaughtered a group of witches who were trying to hold them hostage. And our players having just come back from working out some tech issues and realizing that they didn't have audio, and now they do. I'll leave you back in tears capable hands and say that we will do everything in our power to keep this from happening again, and hope you will stick with us for the rest of the episodes we got coming down the pipe. They're all good. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the episode, guys. Editing lockout, finger gun.
We okay, can try
not
that.
Sure how long sound was gone. Sorry about that. Welcome to our stream, Brent. Thanks for giving me the heads up.
Yeah. Yay. Anyway. I have an idea that might counteract this whole thing of the landscape changing. My compass.
Ooh.
Ragna's gonna pull out the her compass of the heart.
What is deepest in Ragna's heart?
Finding Antivar, because he is the key to restoring balance.
It points towards the west.
And that was the direction of the temples, correct? Or the ruins? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what this compass is, but I'm going to trust you guys.
That's smart. Oh, let's see how well this works here. I reach into my pouch and I pull out Sending Stone. And I'm going to attempt to send to Baynard from here.
Nothing.
Okay. No, Sending Stone doesn't seem to work. I take out my journal. This place breaks you down with nightmares. Thought you were supposed to stop that from happening to us. Witches with a nightmare stone tried to hold us prisoner to keep us off Antivar's trail. We pursue nonetheless. I close the journal and put it away. Yeah. I'm still going to journal. All right.
So we're going to travel at night?
We're going to have to at some point, I suppose.
I mean, my whole thought is if they can end at any time, even if we get started within an hour, it could be nighttime anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me clarify something. The only place that benefits from the sun crystal is this little town. Everything else is dark and red and
stupid. Oh.
Never mind then.
Well, I'm sorry, I thought I'd made that clear.
Nope.
Then I think it's time to get out of here then.
Yep.
Agreed.
West it is.
We gotta try to sneak out of here so they don't see us leaving or?
No, I'll let him see. Who cares?
I don't sneak anywhere.
Okay.
As we're walking out, if I
walk away,
if the bartender is in the bar as we're walking out, I just sorry about the mess. We walk out the doors.
Yep.
I figure I paid him enough for cleanup.
Well, yeah. There's a possibility they were assisting the crones since, you know, we know they didn't do it on their own. So Ragna's not going to say anything. She's just out the door. Not sorry.
All right. This is where we're going to take our last break. We're going to take 10 minutes, get our brews of choice and our snickety snacks, and we'll see what happens when you step into the darkness of the Night Vale. Thanks so much for hanging out while we took our last break, got our snickety stacks and our beverage choices. We are in the Night Vale, the land of the forgotten, and our party is about to strike out into the wilderness. Y'all are stepping outside. It is dark as the sun crystal is off. You see candles and lanterns through people's windows. There's a few lanterns on poles to light the thoroughfare slightly. And then there's just the open maw of darkness waiting beyond the borders of the town.
But dark vision works in that darkness, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Over the Wispinator, Ragnus is going to be like, we all have dark vision, right?
Yeah, about that. No, actually. No, I don't.
Well, then, I guess you get a lantern.
Pretty much, yeah.
Having a lantern is probably a good idea to help ward off some of what's out there.
Yeah, Ragna has a lantern that she'll hand to Grace.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, Grace will light it up and... Shall we?
Heading west.
Yep. I'll take point. Me and Haraza.
As you all... okay. As you travel, you're in the darkness. Roll a d6 to see what happens, Locke, since you're in point.
4.
Ragna, the compass changes direction.
Hold up a minute. Looking at the watch, and she's watching the compass. What direction did it change to?
Now it's heading south.
Now it wants us to go south.
All right. Well? Give me a second. I'm going to hop on Haraz's back and kick up into the air and see if the landmarks I saw have changed position.
They have not.
Nothing's moved. I say over the Wispinator as I come back down.
Well, I mean...
Maybe Antifar has.
True that. But we know in that direction is supposed to be what they refer to as cannibals. Or, I mean, there's a chance that's just what the people that are there want everybody to think. Or we should just keep going west to head towards the ruins.
I'll defer to your judgment. Think he could fool the compass?
No, but Tyr, there is a special property on this that says, emotional echo. A creature attuned to the compass can, once per long rest, feel a glimpse of the emotional nature of what lies in the direction it points. It says DM's discretion, a brief flash of warmth, sorrow, excitement.
When you activate that property, there is a flash of satisfaction.
Does that satisfaction feel smug?
I'll say yes.
Yeah, no, he is to the south.
Let's go south.
Indeed.
And as you travel south, we're going to have to stop here because my pain has reached zenith. We'll pick up next week and see what happens when you head south. So let's go ahead and say our goodbyes. Tell people where they can find us and take our leave for the night.
Hi, yes, this is Ames, and tonight I was Ragna Moss, and you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Moonbeam as Lolly G FIFO.
Hi, gamers. I yet remain Lot Clark, because what other choice did I have? Tonight I was Calibrin Swiftfoot. You can find me all over the social medias at Lock Unruly. That's Lock with an H.
And I'm Ash the Phoenix. I was Grace the Changeling Bard. And I can be found on Instagram and Blue Sky as Ash the Phoenix.
You're up, Ricky. You're muted.
Oh, no.
There we go. Let's try this again. Ricky Sparkles. and I was a Lundar Solarin. Tonight. I'm no longer a Bond villain. So. still no.
Still no social media. Yeah. We got to change that. And I'm Tear the DM, the world's okayest DM, and you can find me at some variation of Tear the DM. Remember, love each other, be kind one to another. Happy Pride Month. Remember that love and inclusion is the torches that light a path to a better tomorrow. Come join us and be torchbearers. And until next time, live a life to make yourself proud. We love you guys.